On this Thursday, children's librarian Amanda Kiley leads Storytime. She starts with a few songs and games and then reads picture books to an enthusiastic audience of about 40 young children and adults.
Called Ella and, what is this? Ella and Penguin. And it's Ella and Penguin Stick Together. Penguin! Penguin, look what I got! Ooh, stickers, Penguin said. Can I have a star? Can I have a moon? Can I have a comet? Yes.
Kylie says while story time is fun, it also provides valuable experiences and interactions at a critical stage.
It's really setting kids up for success. I mean, with early literacy skills, we're getting them ready to read, getting them ready for school. We're introducing them to social interactions. There's so many different things that they get exposed to here that's really important for their growth and development.
After playing and reading, a craft activity follows. Kylie says sometimes the craft relates to a story theme, but often she selects a project that just looks fun and is appropriate for preschoolers. This week, the children make crayon resist art. A picture is drawn on heavy paper with a white crayon, and the drawing magically appears when paint is added to the page. Kylie provides instructions, and then the young artists express their own creativity.
It is like magic. Yes, so you guys are going to do the same thing like that. So you're going to start by making a picture with your crayon and pressing really hard, and then once you're ready, I'll bring some water around. And you can paint it to make it look like this, okay? So you guys can get started.
Some patiently waited for instructions, while others excitedly began painting without guidance. Several chose to paint without drawing with a crayon first. While they missed out on the magic effect of an image appearing, it was clear they still enjoyed creating. Several shared their drawings and explained what they made.
Here, very good. And what is this?
It's a flower.
A flower. I can see this beautiful flower right here. Nice job.
And tell me what you did.
I did a smiley face and some zigzags.
Awesome.
And my name. I kind of covered my name.
Yeah, but it looks great. Nice job.
Thanks.
Most completed their crafts quickly, and many headed back into the children's section of the library to play or to look at books. Kylie says Storytime is geared toward 3 to 5-year-olds. The library also holds baby time on Fridays for infants through age 2. Head Start classes participate in Storytime Monday through Wednesday. All begin at 10:30 a.m. in the Ketchikan Public Library. Though geared toward specific groups and ages, Kylie says all children and their parents and guardians are welcome to attend any Storytime session.